The market is moving fast. And all of that speed puts you right in the middle of the action.
I feel the need for speed.
Trying to pick out the stocks, mutual funds, and ETFs that are your real targets from the ones that will make your portfolio crash and burn. Investment research firm New Constructs looks for the telltale signs in corporate filings that show which way a security will move next.
Warning, warning.
Whether it is flying a true course or misleading the investment public about its prospects.
Son, your ego is writing checks your body can't cash.
New Constructs separates all securities into those that are attractive and the ones that are, well, dangerous.
Danger, danger.
Every Monday on Money Life, company president David Trainer shoots down one security whose actions he thinks have it headed for trouble.
What you have done is wrong.
Whether you simply sell it or get aggressive and sell it short, you'll want to know which securities to have on your radar as Money Life enters.
That's right. Here we are, looking for trouble and then trying to identify it, shoot it down, and steer clear. This is the Danger Zone on Money Life with Chuck Jaffe. It's the segment where I am joined each week by David Trainer, the president of New Constructs. Now, New Constructs evaluate securities on a basis from most attractive to most dangerous. And they do that by going where others don't go. They start at the footnotes level and then they work their way up. Because the footnotes, well, they change what things look like if you start at the top. If you start at the top down and you don't check the footnotes, you could have results that are misleading. And misleading, well, it can be good or it can be bad. How is it good? Well, it's good when you're going, wow, they make the company look worse than it is, so maybe it's cheap. How is it bad? Well, you have a company that looks a lot stronger, it's got misleading earnings, that would be dangerous. If you want to learn more about how it works, go to newconstructs.com. They blog about their danger zone picks, so you can always get more information on what we discuss here. They're also on Twitter, at New Constructs. David Trainer, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Who's in the danger zone this week?
Axiom Corp.
Danger, danger.
Axiom Corp. That's ticker symbol ACXM. Not a stock I know a whole lot about. So what is the problem here?
We got another sort of, you know, a tech company that's doing everything wrong, but whose valuation is still extremely expensive. I think people they're overlooking the issues here because it's still in a somewhat sexy space with respect to analyzing and maximizing marketing data on the web. You know, it's an exciting or sort of somewhat still sexy space, but they're getting boxed out competitively as the bigger firms are moving in. Their margins are headed down. Their profits are headed down. Their expenses are still rising quickly. And you know, one of our biggest red flags ever, and I think this is going to be an issue for our capital markets into perpetuity until we get this fixed, is misalignment between executive compensation and shareholder interest. These guys are getting paid to grow non-GAAP earnings, and have we not seen enough situations, Chuck, where paying people for non-GAAP earnings can result in the business effectively melting down?
We have discussed that more than a few times. Yeah.
That's right. And these guys do it big time, you know, long-term and even short-term. Annual cash bonuses, long-term incentives, all based on adjusted EPS. And adjusted EPS looks a whole lot better than economic earnings.
So how ugly is this going to get? I mean, this is a stock that, back in 2013, it was up triple digits, up over 100%. In 2012, it was up 43%. But in 2014, it was down almost 50%. In 2011, it was down about 30%. This is a company known for big swings. In fact, its total return this year is up to close to 30%. So what's a catalyst and how ugly could this get?
So they're playing an earnings game. There are a lot of earnings games. But the one they're playing is, you know, here's our earnings. You know, we have a call, we beat the number, blah, 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 rah, 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 and they'll come out a little bit later and they'll lower their guidance at a less publicly conspicuous time. And they lower it to the point where they know they can beat it. So they're getting credit for beating earnings, even though they're really effectively missing their original earnings projection. And that's kept the hype going. That's kept those people who trade on nothing And there are plenty of people, as you know, Chuck, you talk to more people than I do. There are people that do nothing but trade on whether or not you beat earnings.
Yep.
And that can keep you going for a while. But the takeaway is, yeah, you know, I love to talk about this. Because I think it's the best way to talk about valuation. Let's not talk about a PE or an EBITDA multiple, right? Let's talk about what kind of future cash flows you have to believe in to justify the current $27 per share. And to do that, they have to grow profits at 31% compounded annually for 15 years. What? That's what they got to do to do $27 a share. And then your next question is, well, what if they do less than that, David? What does that mean? They do 25% compounded annually for a decade. They're worth less than $5 a share.
Wow. Wow. That is over an 80% haircut. What do you think makes people wake up and smell the coffee on this one?
I wonder if the earnings game can continue to go on. You know, look, as long as they're sort of quote-unquote beating the number, It's hard to say exactly when the catalyst will be. You know, I think that there are some things in the market, you know, going on that potentially mean that these games don't work as well. Obviously, of course, you know, disclaimer, I'm biased about this, but the success that New Constructs is having with major platforms like Scottrade and Thompson is putting this kind of research in front of more people, which is going to make it harder for companies to pretend like what we're talking about doesn't exist.
Well, let's hope that somebody figures this one out and they figure it out before they get burned by it. Because as you pointed out, under realistic growth scenarios, this stock, Axiom Corporation, due for a fall. David, thanks as always for joining us.
Great to be with you, Chuck. Thank you.
The Danger Zone pick this week, Axiom Corporation. That is ACXM. They are your basic sort of enterprise data analytics software as a service kind of company. If you want more information, newconstructs.com on Twitter at newconstructs. The market call is next when Money Life returns from this message.
Oh, wow. This is actually pretty dangerous.